Women working in the music industry in Australia have begun speaking out about their own experiences of sexual harassment. They've been encouraged to tell their stories following the sexual abuse allegations engulfing Hollywood and producer Harvey Weinstein. More than 360 women have signed an open letter demanding change in the music industry, including high-profile artists Tina Arena, Missy Higgins and The Veronicas. Sarah White reports.
When Sydney electronic artist Phoebe Starr first started performing at gigs, she was playing with other bands to learn the ropes. And there's one performance she'll never forget.
I was playing a show at Oxford Art Factory, supporting an electronic band full of guys. And when I was playing my set, there was a big crowd there and it was really good atmosphere.
That atmosphere soon turned ugly and uncontrollable.
Eventually, this guy grabbed my arm and pulled me off stage into the crowd, and his friends touched me inappropriately. One of the guys like whispered something very explicit, and then the other guy, the main guy who pulled me into the crowd, licked all up my arm and my face, and I just like stood in the crowd completely shocked. The security guard like pulled this guy off me. I ran off the stage and I went side of stage and kind of had a bit of a panic attack. I didn't finish the rest of my set. What happened from there is I went backstage and I told the band that I was supporting what happened. The guys were like, oh yeah, that happens to all of our female colleagues. And then they just like turned their backs on me and started drinking. And I was just standing there like shocked. I guess my expectations were I would tell this band who was older, more knowledgeable, wiser, and in a position of power to do something. And they kind of just dismissed it as normal.
It's been this kind of reaction to sexist comments and sexual harassment in the music scene that has led women like Phoebe Starr to demand it stop. She's one of more than 360 women speaking out about the bad behaviour that plagues their industry.
I signed the open letter because I felt like it was a really good way of starting a conversation about the cultural aspects of the music industry, which are very damaging to women, which people in power may not actually understand or acknowledge.
High-profile Australian singers Tina Arena, Missy Higgins and the Veronicas all signed the open letter. Jessica Veronica tweeted, "Proud to have my name down together with so many strong and brave musicians and friends." Last month, almost 2,000 women working in the Swedish music business also signed an open letter condemning widespread sexual abuse and harassment. Australian musician Rowan Dix, known as Joyride, stepped out of a gig to speak with AM.
When I first saw the letter, I was really happy that finally more voices are being heard in the industry.
He says now is a crucial time for the industry to take a hard look at itself.
When things like this happen, you know, it's important to remember that it's a time for people like me who are straight, white and, you know, middle class, to time to listen rather than to add another voice into the equation. It's time to listen and take things on board.
Australian musician Rowan Dix ending that report by Sarah White.